It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Talking Chatham County today, and we are joined on the phone by Zachary Horner of the Chatham News and Record. You can find them online at chathamnewsrecord.com. And this week, you'll find part one of a two-part series that Zachary has written on the issue of child abuse in Chatham County, which has become a more significant issue in recent years, even before COVID-19 hit. So we'll talk about that today. Zachary, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Working through this weather and some phone connection issues and fighting COVID-19. You know, it's become pretty routine at this point.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the series. Part one is going to come out this week. Part two, I assume, next week. And I mean, this is an issue that I've spoken with some folks about in the context of COVID-19, child abuse, domestic violence, and issues like that. There's been some really significant concern that we'll see a spike in those cases because everyone is stuck at home. What you found is that there was a really significant increase in child abuse cases in Chatham County last year. So well before COVID-19 was on anyone's radar, this was already not only already a significant problem, but significant and really, really growing and getting worse. So what was give us the overview of the piece?
Yeah, so actually I was planning, you know, I started working on this maybe late February. And I was planning for this to run actually as maybe a 4 or 5 part series in April. April was Child Abuse Awareness Month. So I was planning like, all right, I'm going to take my time with this, you know, make this work. And then obviously COVID-19 hit and everybody's job has changed. But my job has changed as well to kind of focus on that and really pay attention to what's affecting Chatham County. But, you know, this story was really still on my mind, as you mentioned. Particularly in the last year, Chatham's Department of Social Services has seen an increase in cases. In calendar year 2019, there were 580 reports of child abuse, neglect, and dependency. There's a 31% increase over the previous year. And then also last year, 108 children in foster care, which is a 20% jump from the previous year. Additionally, the county government budget for this upcoming year, everybody government is having to make hard choices right now. But one of the choices that Chatham County is choosing to make is hiring 3 new social workers of the 6 county government staff positions they want to add, which is a fairly low number in a growing county. Of the 6, half of them are for social workers with DSS to, quote, address the high caseload demand in child protective services. So this is an issue that's growing in Chatham, and the people that are on the front lines are seeing it, and I just wanted to kind of shine a light on those numbers and what's happening and make people aware.
Is it growing specifically in Chatham? Were you able to get a like comparative sense of Chatham County versus other counties in the region or the state or the country?
Well, I think it's a problem that as more people are becoming comfortable reporting, I think, is people are more aware of it, and obviously there was the law passed last year that was mandated reporting in cases of child abuse. So I think we're probably going to see more of those of cases be reported and numbers increasing simply because, you know, now it's law. It's a crime for you to not report it, to know about it and not report it. So I don't have a great sense of comparative to the surrounding areas, but I do know that in Chatham that number is going up, and it's something that people are aware of and concerned about.
Over and above the new law requiring reporting, any sense of what the cause of the increase might be, or causes, I guess I should say?
Yeah, so that was one of the first questions I asked. I talked to Jenny Christensen, who's the director of DSS in Chatham, and she said, quote, we don't know why. You know, there's a group in Chatham, I believe every county has it, it's called a community child protection team. Members from law enforcement, DSS, health department, school system, it really people that deal with kids on a regular basis. She said, you know, they sat down and they looked at numbers and they just looked at, you know, everything and said, you know, we don't know why. are a large number of cases that are related to substance abuse and domestic violence. But I mean, from what they told me, they're not really sure. It's happening, and they're trying to respond to it.
Speaking with Zachary Horner, Chatham News and Record. Again, chathamnewsrecord.com is the website for more local news from Chatham County in general. And again, we're speaking about what's going to be a two-part series on child abuse in Chatham County. Part one is coming out this week, part two next week. So what is how does this impact people's lives? I mean, there is the obvious way, but I mean, every time we talk about this issue, I'm always struck by the sheer degree of the ripple effects that this has on families, on communities in general. What are the impacts?
I think the biggest one is trauma, and I think we've learned a lot more in recent years about trauma and about the effects of trauma on anybody, but on children especially. Children are developing, their minds are changing and maturing, and those are the years where things like this make a deeper impact. You know, if I was to undergo trauma now, obviously that would impact me for a long time. But I don't necessarily have the skill. I at my age have more skills and more ability to cope with it. But children don't, just by the fact of their biological nature, and especially cases like this where they may not always have supportive parental figures or supportive adult figures in their life to walk them through this. And so that trauma leads to, I mean, innumerable things. You and I have talked before about teen mental health and how depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, all of those things can really affect a child's academic performance, their social skills and social development. And one of the really fascinating things about trauma, you know, so if you ever are out and about and you hear someone quote a movie line from a line from one of your favorite movies, you're like, oh yeah, I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies. It works. That trauma works similarly, but on a very visceral, even sometimes a very simple level. One of the things that I quote in the article is a book called The Body Keeps the Score, I believe, is what it's called, by this guy named Besser van der Kolk. Real complicated name that but anyway, so he wrote this book that kind of talks about trauma, real this in-depth look at trauma, and he writes about if a kid has, you know, an abusive parent, they might go to school and a teacher might be a little stern or strict in one instance, and it might be this one thing, and that the teacher doesn't mean to be mean or aggressive or abusive, but the kid is triggered by that experience that he or she had at home. And it sends them into a tailspin. And it's just little things like that. And that extends to things, more significant things. You know, so most of the cases in Chatham, you know, what I would say of neglect, you know, of kids not getting what they need. But there are more severe cases where kids are sexually abused or physically abused. It lasts a long time. And those affect, you know, kids for years in the future. I talked to one therapist in Pittsburgh who said there's some of the patients she's worked with who have been sexually abused, that maybe they get over it, but then 5 years later it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wrestling with those thoughts and emotions again, even after, you know, they kind of thought they were cured. And then one thing she added was really interesting, is that emotional abuse lasts longer than sexual abuse, which was so fascinating because I kind of assumed, you know, sexual abuse is obviously devastating and horrifying, and it seems to us that might be the worst kind of abuse, but emotional abuse of not caring for the child or playing with their feelings and thoughts really makes a deeper impact. And that's just, it's sad. I mean, yeah. I mean, frankly, it's, and my, one of the reasons I wrote this is like, this needs to be talked about. This needs to be addressed. And in the second part of the series, I guess the second part of the story that'll run next week, I talk about some of the people that are working on this. But there's also a lack of parenting programs, parent education programs in Chatham. And there's still kids, and they're seeing these numbers that are going up. So there's just so much to this. And children are one of the most, if not the most vulnerable population that exists in humanity. you know, they can't take care of themselves. They don't have the resiliency skills that we have. Some of them do. And some kids, you know, I was talking to one of the social workers in the DSS, and she said, you know, some kids who go through this and have to be removed from their homes and put in foster homes, you know, they're resilient. They can work through this. They can make it. But a lot don't. A lot really struggle. And they're people, they're kids, they're people that we really need to care about.
You and I have the, we're speaking with Zachary Horner, Chatham News and Record. You and I, as people who work in journalism, have the opportunity to speak with folks who do incredible research and are able to be exposed to new ideas and new insights all the time. And one of the ones in the last few years, one of the most striking ones to me that I heard about was, and it's exactly what you're talking about here, the concept of adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short. And this has become such a thing within the field of psychology and health and medicine, the extent to which people, when they're young, having adverse experiences, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be trauma like this. It can be just sort of living in poverty or things like that. But you experience those adverse experiences as a child, and they've done studies 20 years down the road, 30 years, 40 years. There's a measurable impact, not just on your mental health, but your physical health as well.
Definitely, yeah. And I think that's, you know, one of the real striking things to me is I've written stories about domestic violence, sexual assault, you know, now child abuse in my career, and the long-term effects of these things, you know, the long-term effect of any kind of crime or violence committed against you. You know, we think about maybe if we were made fun of in school, or things like that leave a mark, in, or a friendship that gets, you know, messed up, or a romantic relationship that goes wrong, and we think about, you know, those memories stick with us. But these kind of instances are so much deeper because they literally affect the way your brain works. They literally change how you think about things that are very basic, about trust, about relationships, about, you know, parent-child interactions that, you know, that could impact them years down the road. And I think, thankfully, there's been a lot more research that shows us that in recent years. So now we've got to play catch-up. We've got to be moving forward and putting time and emphasis on this. And one thing that's great about that I've seen in Chatham is there are people that are now having conversations with kids. I talked to someone who's with her job. She goes to have conversations in elementary schools about appropriate boundaries and touching and things like that. That might seem kind of silly, but really help make a difference in the long run. That this is what is appropriate, and if this is happening to you, if what's not appropriate is happening, you go tell someone. Yep. You know, to not be ashamed or embarrassed, but to be honest about it. And there are therapists who are out there who are willing and ready to have conversations with people to help them work through those things. Because, like you said, this is something that lasts for a long time. The effects of this, and you know, obviously, you know, law enforcement is and DSS are there to help with the incidents that happen. But really, you know, one thing that Jenny Christensen told me is there needs to be a lot more financing, a lot more resources and support for preventative programs, for working with this age, not only to teach them, hey, this is not appropriate if someone does this to you, tell somebody, but don't do this to other people. You know, treat other people with respect. You know, this is not touching someone in that way, or making that move is not an appropriate thing to do. So I think there's a lot of positive conversation happening, a lot of steps being taken, but there could always be more, especially for something like this that really, frankly, you know, it messes people up. And these are people that are part of society, and it messes them up when they're, it sticks with them.
Yeah. We're going to have to start wrapping up this conversation. But again, we're speaking with Zachary Horner. And again, part one of this two-part series is going to be out this week at ChathamNewsRecord.com. Part two is out next week. And you mentioned speaking with folks who are actively working on this right now. Other things that people can expect to read in part two?
Definitely, yeah. So, you know, I mentioned, you know, people who are working in parent education. You know, counselors who are talking through this with kids. So that's going to kind of be, you know, the focus of part two and what's still needed, you know, what effort resources are still needed. Going to have a sidebar that focuses, you know, on COVID-19 in Chatham and with this issue. And the director of DSS, Jenny Christensen, who I mentioned earlier, told me that they've seen a 28% decrease in reports over the last 2 months, but it's not that simple. She said, quote, "While fewer child abuse and neglect reports might seem like a good thing, we are concerned about child abuse not getting reported to us because families are more isolated. The life pressure all families are facing, and especially families who are struggling with lost jobs on top of mental health stressors, substance use, or domestic violence, can make it more difficult to keep kids safe." And I think, you know, I think you mentioned earlier conversations around domestic violence. In this time, mental health, people are seeing fewer reports, but that doesn't mean it's happening less.
Yep.
And in all likelihood, it's probably happening more. And I think the Chatham DSS and law enforcement officials are concerned about that. So whenever we get out of this, I'm about 99% sure we're going to see large increases in this. And that's why this is particularly pertinent. Maybe so now more during this time than when I originally planned to run the stories. But yeah, that's what you can expect next week.
Part one this week at ChathamNewsRecord.com. And again, next week, you'll see part two. Zachary Horner, thank you so much for being with us today and the work you're doing on this.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate the opportunity to share about it.
And this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at WeaverStreetRealty.com.